Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Anime Ramble. Today I got a few Hunter's Guild Chapter 3. What is going on? Well, we learn exactly how a werewolf has the ability of transformation. All right, the secret lies within their muscle fibers, and by reconstructing and moving them around, they can assume their human forms. Now, I am curious at this point, since werewolves are created from humans, or they are humans in a sense, I want to know if their human form that we see werewolves transform into, if that was their natural form from birth. Because I gave a lot of flack to the mayor last chapter about him not knowing that his wife was a werewolf. If she has been his wife for 40 years and then suddenly the werewolf gene is activated and she transforms into a werewolf, he wouldn't know that, especially if she's able to keep everything under wraps. The only thing that I really have to say about that is that the two brothers clearly knew the granny for a significant amount of time, enough to where she was comfortable with sharing her food and sharing her kills with the two. So this could have been going on for a lot longer than what we're initially led on to believe or what we initially speculate. I just wanted to, you know, clear that up. I gave him a lot of shit for that, but it's entirely possible it was always her human form in that they can't just readily change between any human at any given point. Because the secret of their transformation lies within their muscle fibers, by taking it a step further and actually performing like self-harm and activating their body's own natural regeneration, they can supercharge themselves, increasing their speed and power, basically becoming, you know, this giant block of muscle and stacking and building it on top of each other to create this new form altogether. All of this comes to light after some messed up development that we get after the older brother Deduo, he goes after Nara. It's really fucked up if you think about it, and the fact that he even praises himself as a smarter older brother, like he calls himself that, he knows he's the smarter older brother, he knows that Nara is the stronger, less intelligent brother. It just doesn't make sense, his plan that he had for dealing with everything, right? So what happens is that you have Nara outside who is taking on Grimm, and Grimm is just slapping this man with a bell. And the messed up part about that, and this is how you know that she's a savage, she's smacking him with a bell, but she was the one who told us that the only way to defeat a werewolf is one of two ways. Either you can use silver is still effective in this universe, but it's less effective than wolfanium, however you say it, the wolf stuff, right? They have wolf metal that is specifically crafted in order to defeat them more effectively than silver. There is a third way that we find out this chapter, and that's simply by crushing a wolf's heart. I think we actually saw that in the first chapter too, how Grimm took care of the granny. She just blew him up. So you can blow them up. Yeah, that is a way. But you can just simply crush their heart, and that's what you had to do to Nara. Crushed his brother's heart and then proceeds to give us this long exposition dump of just info about how werewolves work, how their body works, how they're able to transform. Literally just giving all of the secrets and all of the keys of knowledge to how to beat him to Grimm and Valu. Grimm probably didn't even need the information to begin with because she's already a hunter. In no way, shape, or form served any purpose for him giving this information away. To put this in even a greater perspective for you as to why Deduo is not as smart as he leads on to be, earlier in the chapter, Deduo, when he was cornered by Valu, made the comment that he wanted to escape. Like, he was like, look, I can escape. Just let me escape. He tries to escape, but he's doing it wrong. Because even in that moment when he's trying to escape, if you can call it that, it's more like he's saying that he's just going to retreat for right now because he knows he's beat. But he actually comes out of his mouth and says, it doesn't really matter because I'm just going to show back up again. And this is when the entire fight starts happening. This is how Valu ends up outside. This is how Deduo ends up outside. He kicks Valu out the door. He sees everything that's going on with his brother. And then everything proceeds as we talked about. He's giving the exposition dump. He's killing his brother. Valu is absolutely snapping at this point. And the decision that he made in his big smart brain was to say, hey, I'm going to take this from a 2v2 situation to a 2v1 situation. And I'm not going to be able to handle it. Because it was the brother who he said was stronger. So it doesn't make sense to me that you can look at that and be like, my younger, stronger brother is getting his ass beat. I should probably kill him because I can take on the person who's beating his ass. It doesn't work like that. You put yourself at a handicap, you put yourself at a disadvantage, and it's just ironic that he praises himself as being this smarter brother and you haven't done what you're supposed to do. You could have at least bare minimum taking care of your brother after he helps you to escape, after you get your food, and after you're safe. But that's not what he does. You let me know down in the comment section what you think is going on. Do you think it was a smart idea? Do you see him winning? Is this going to be viable? Because I don't see this going the way that he wanted to. But we're going to find out in the next chapter. If you made it to the end, thank you. If you are new, go plus ultra and smash that subscribe button. Let me know you rock with the content that I put out on the channel. Like the video if you like the video. Dislike the video if you dislike the video. Comment on the video your thoughts about what you think is going to go on. If Valu is actually going to get this done, of course he's going to get this done. Because you have the werewolf doing the job for him. You know what I mean? So, of course, the job is going to get done. Vlue is definitely going to go and take this hunter's exam, hunter's license, something along those lines in order to, you know, become the person that he wants to do. The question is he ever going to go back to the hamlet? You know, people really, it doesn't seem like he's going to return. It's going to be pretty boring if he does. That's all I got for you. Subscribe if you're brand new. And like always, until next time, I'm out.